Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
The following is paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
These are the people, the movers and shakers, the businesses, the people you know in your community who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, Lauren Uran is here. We have a lot to get to. That open enrollment period is underway. And remember, we always have live advisors standing by, 888-818-6334 from now until noon. If you want to get in and set up an appointment, there is never a charge for the services. You're definitely going to want to do that. We've got some seminars we're going to be telling you about, but we always like to begin talking about whatever day it is, and today happens to be January 18th, 2025. But on this day in history, we begin in 1778. Good morning.
Good morning, Rob. And all the way back in 1778, Captain James Cook is the first known European to discover the Sandwich Islands in Hawaii.
And we have never stopped eating those sandwiches ever since.
Right?
Pretty cool stuff.
The Hawaiian... They have the Hawaiian bread buns.
King Hawaiian, the slider yes, buns.
That's what it is. Then fast forward to 1919 on this day. The Paris Peace Conference opens in Versailles, France to formally draw up treaties to end World War I. So over 100 years ago now that World War I came to an end. Being a history major, thinking about it, watching documentaries, listening to veterans. Hard to believe it's been over 100 years now.
Long time. 1964, they were just getting ready in less than a month to make that appearance in February of 64 on The Ed Sullivan Show. But on this date in 1964,
the Beatles' debut appearance on the U.S. Billboard with the single I Want to Hold Your Hand debuts at number 45. However, they would spend a total of 18 weeks at number one with five different songs that year. So I Want to Hold Your Hand would eventually become number one. She Loves You, Can't Buy Me Love, Love Me Do, and I Feel Fine would all reach number one, putting the Beatles at 18 weeks at number one in the charts.
And guess who knocked them off the number one position? The Temptations.
Oh.
And they actually got a handwritten letter from the Beatles congratulating them. So
wow, that's pretty intense. That's pretty cool.
Well, I mean, Motown really was just as big here as what they were over there. And then they came here, a lot of their music was similar to what was going on with Berry Gordy and company at Hitsville in the Motor City. Pretty cool stuff. Birthdays on this date.
All right. So back in 1904, I'm going back this week, Cary Grant. It is Cary Grant's birthday.
Archibald Leach, his real name.
That is, yeah. I was doing some Wikipedia research. I mean, I've watched some movies, but I didn't know a ton about Cary Grant. So I was, kind of reading over interesting stuff there. And 1911, Danny Kaye was born. And then 1955, turning 70 years old today, Kevin Costner. So happy birthday, Kevin.
And in the last couple of days, the big story out of Hollywood, have you heard? He is now supposedly in a romantic relationship with Jennifer Lopez.
I saw that. And he was kind of, there was a rumor that he was dating Jewel a little bit back. And I kind of liked that coupling, but we'll see what happens. I mean, she tossed, obviously her and Ben broke up. And I was, back for my era when they got back together, I was like, oh, that Bennifer, that was my growing up era. So I was excited to see them get back together. Sad to see them break up, but hopefully love is in the air for Jennifer and Kevin. That would be phenomenal.
All right. So what we're going to do now is throw out that trivia question. And the first person that gets it correctly and calls at 412-922-1020, they are going to win a $15 Get-Go gas card. So here is this week's trivia question on the Inside Connection with Lauren Uran.
All right. So keep it in that theme with the Beatles. I think this one's a pretty easy one, I might say, for myself at least. But what Beatles song is the following lyric from? The lyric, take a sad song and make it better. So what song is the following lyric from? Take a sad song and make it better. Give us a call in with that correct answer, and we'll get you that $15 gas card.
All right. If you think you know it, give us a call. Listen, seminars coming up. These are free. I'm going to tell you right now, 888-818-6334. You can call that number now and book your free reservation, or you can go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. But here is where they will be, Lauren.
All right. January 21st will be the UPMC Neighborhood Hospital East Liberty on Penn Avenue at 6 p.m. January 23rd at 6 p.m. will be at the Town Place Suites in Cranberry off Cool Springs Drive. January 28th, 6 p.m. will be at the Baldwin Emergency Medical Service in Pittsburgh. And then January 28th, Bethel Park Community Center in Bethel Park. Much more seminar listings out on our website now as we come into the new year and schedule. So if one of those isn't near you, take a peek on the website. Also, we do have our webinars. So there is a page to jump on those live webinars also. So if you'd rather have that from the comfort of your own home, those have been going very well, very successful. So I think that's a great way to, especially we were just talking about this week. Ooh, the weather going down. It's going to be cold one. So I mean, I personally might want to watch that from my couch this week.
You have that horse, you and your, I mean, your dog, you and your, what kind of dog is that?
She's a cane corso.
Beautiful.
So she's about 100, 110 pounds. We're the same height. And we did rescue her. She was being used, you know, to have some puppies due to her breed, but we rescued her, and she's love of my boyfriend's life for sure. And I was just saying, actually, this morning we were having some renovations done, so we've had the people showing up at the house pretty early, 4
yeah,
or 5 a.m.
That's really early.
So she's used to that now. It's been a month and a half, and today was the first day we didn't have anybody coming. And, you know, first off, I have the cats, too, so they were crawling all over me at 4 a.m. I'm like, what's going on? And then the dog starts barking. She's running out because she thinks somebody is there. So we got to get all the animals in the corral and get them not waking up at 4 a.m. moving forward.
When we come back, we're going to be heavy on Medicare. But why don't you explain the difference between the annual enrollment and the open enrollment?
Absolutely. That's a great, that's going to be a great starting point for what we're talking about in the next segment as well. So the annual enrollment we just came out of, that's October 15th through December 7th, known as the time of year that Lauren does not sleep, as what I always say. And also, I'm getting my hair done today because no time for those types of things either. But that is when everybody on Medicare. So if you're on an Advantage plan, if you're on a Medigap and a prescription drug plan, you can change your coverage and shop. I think of it as a shopping season. You know, it's you get to go in, you get to shop, you get to look at all the benefits that are going to be out there for January of the next year. Then you have the open enrollment period, which we're in now. That's January through March 31st. And we're really going to talk about this in the next segment. But that's when you can go like plan to like plan. It's the MA, which is Medicare Advantage, OEP, open enrollment period. So you can go Advantage plan to Advantage plan. You can also choose to come off in an Advantage plan and go to Original Medicare with a prescription drug plan as well, with a supplement or a Medigap, as long as you can pass underwriting in certain scenarios. If you've been on Medicare, you can actually enroll into those throughout the year, but you need that enrollment period to get to your prescription drug plan because you can't be in both an Advantage plan and a supplement plan at the same time.
She will take your calls today if you have a question about open enrollment, especially dealing with all of the stuff because of the donut hole going away and maybe some sticker shock now because we're into the new year. You're noticing some of your pricing is different. Whatever you need, we're going to be here till 10 o'clock. You can call and talk to her at 866-391-1020, 866-391-1020. But someone did call at 412-922-1020, Chuck from Pittsburgh, and he got the correct answer, the question and the answer. Go.
Congratulations, Chuck. So what Beatles song is the following lyric from? Take a sad song and make it better. And the answer is Hey Jude. And it was so hard to say that phrase without saying it in the rhythm of the song. And I was trying not to give it away there.
And I love the Beatles, but I don't like that song.
Really?
It makes me sad.
Oh, it does make me sad. I will say there's a few that do make me cry. And every once in a while, that one will get that one.
And that's a long song. Mm-hmm. And you know, the song was written about Julian Lennon.
Correct.
The son of John Lennon. And it's just sad that his dad, you know, passed away.
But, absolutely.
I also saw him on a podcast not too long ago. And he said that he doesn't see Paul McCartney that much. And they really weren't that close. But when he does see him, it's like he just saw him the day before. So they have a nice little relationship.
Yeah. And that's another one, Imagine by John Lennon. Always. I mean, I can't hear that in the car without crying.
So. I know. Yeah, it was, I remember watching Monday Night Football and they broke in and said that he had been killed. Very, very sad. All right, listen, when we come back, Medicare heavy. So what do you mean by Medicare heavy? What are we going to do when we come back?
We're going to talk about some Medicare.
All Medicare. Everything
really focus on the open enrollment period for this segment. So, you know, some basically common issues that people are having to walking into this new year, especially with the big changes in the prescription drug plan coverage. That's a big, big thing that again, I think as we go through this whole quarter, we're going to have people that, you know, encounter some issues there. So we're going to talk through that.
All right. So what you need to do, you need to give us a call if you have a question about your prescription issues or anything going on in your Medicare. 866-391-1020. We'll take calls throughout the hour. But we always remind you, we have those live advisors standing by every week from the time the show takes to the airwaves up until noon. You can call them directly right now at 888-818-MEDI, 888-818-6334. And remember, make an appointment with the folks at MediConnect. There is never a charge for their services. We'll kind of run those seminars as well in the next segment. They are free, but you got to reserve your space. How do you do that? 888-818-6334 or go to MediConnectInsurance.com. Lauren Uran hosting today the Inside Connection on KDK with your Pratt Pack.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, while it's on my mind, we're going to run these seminars again. Just so you know, they're incredible. It's an opportunity to interact, get all of your questions in person answered. Best way to start off any open enrollment period. So here is where they're going to be. Lauren.
Thanks, Rob. January 21st at 6 p.m., UPMC in East Liberty on Penn Avenue. It is kind of like a community rec center. I've done one of the seminars. They're a great space. January 23rd at 6 p.m., we'll be at the Town Place Suites in Cranberry. January 28th at 6 p.m. will be at the Baldwin Emergency Medical Service in Baldwin. And then January 28th, 6 p.m., Bethel Park Community Center in Bethel Park. Again, you can check our website out, MoneyConnectInsurance.com, for a full listing of the seminars because there's a lot more to come. And then also, if you were interested in, you know, attending a webinar, that information is available. Or give us a call, 888-818-6334. Our live representatives can assist you in registering for a seminar.
All right, so let's get heavy on Medicare.
Absolutely. And before we do, I wanted to ask you.
Yes.
You know, I saw on your Facebook this week that you had kind of addressed the fact Elon Musk got surgery over at a UPMC hospital.
Very impressive, I think.
Very impressive. Yeah. And it made me.
We should never take our stuff for granted. You're right.
I really think that, you know, when I traveled a lot more for work, I would spend time in a lot of times up in Erie. And I had some friends up there that I worked with that, you know, maybe they had to get their kid down to Children's. And they were so thankful that, like, they could get it in a 2-hour drive or a 3-hour drive. And it's when we think about some of the access to care that we have, AGH, Presby, you know, some of those renowned facilities here, the fact that we can just pop in a car and get there, I mean, wow. And
when was the last time you were at Children's? I was there not too long ago. I actually sat with a young man who is the son of a dear friend of mine, and they got stuck in Florida. And I used to do a lot of stuff because we used to raise money for Children's Hospital back in the day at KDK. And he had an appendix, so he was okay, it was good. But I spent a couple of hours there one day. It was absolutely exhilarating to see what these people do.
You know, I actually have to confess, I've never been to Children's.
I don't want anybody kid to get sick, but if you have an opportunity just to visit, take a tour, or if you're going to visit someone and it's not a life-threatening situation, obviously, just take a look around you. We are so blessed to have that.
Yeah, I mean, I've been lucky and, you know, never ran into a situation that I had to utilize that or family. And I had some family down at Presby, Montefiore before, and Shadyside and AGH, but I've never been to Children's myself.
But what we're both getting at is, you know, you see these names and you know they're there, but I'm always talking about them, always promoting them, not just UPMC, but AHN and Highmark and Heritage Valley, where I grew up, number one employers giving money and good health and paychecks, meaning healthcare and paychecks to people who put it back into the community. But when you have somebody of Elon Musk, could go anywhere.
Yes.
Decide to come here for whatever reason, that just goes to show you that people really understand and get what we have to offer in healthcare here.
And one of the things I think is so important in the Medicare world in regards to this is that on these Medicare Advantage plans, a lot of these Medicare Advantage plans, and that's why we're really, really, important thing is to check networks, right? But a lot of the plans that we have available here in Western Pennsylvania are participating with both hospital systems.
Well,
in the Medicare world, not in the under 65 world, but in the Medicare world. And that's so important. And the fact that we have that access, if you look across the nation, we have Medicare Advantage and we have Medicare Supplement or Medigap plans. Mm-hmm. And Allegheny County specifically has one of the much higher penetrations into the Medicare Advantage space. And, you know, we've had questions, hey, you know, I like Medicare Advantage for this reason. I like Medigap for that reason. But really, truly, the access to care that we have here and the ability to have that enrollment into the Medicare Advantage plans is not something you see across the nation. Some of the more rural landscapes are not going to be able to, you know, have that as well. So, they just really, there's places in the world that you're going to write a supplement because you're not going to have access to care elsewise. And we have that here.
See, truth be told, though, the real reason he went to UPMC because he knew that they have great installment plan payments. So he could.
Well, hey, whatever the case may be.
I thought that was a big deal.
Yeah.
And I think it speaks volumes. And we talk about these brands all the time. I just hope people, and I'm sure they do, but really take notice how lucky we are to live here with these healthcare carriers.
Absolutely. And again, from the Medicare space, just our ability to, you know, have that access in a lot of our plans.
Thank goodness for Medicare, though.
Right.
I see it helps so many people every day. All right, go ahead.
That's where we're going to talk about, you know, what are we in right now? So as we come into 2025, after a very busy and productive annual enrollment period for Medicare beneficiaries, we want to provide some tips and pointers on how to make sure your coverage is doing what was planned, how to adjust it if it isn't, right? So some listeners are actually, especially this year, likely to feel some sticker shock at the pharmacy when they go to pick up their prescriptions in January. And I think, too, it's really important to say January, February, March, because a lot of people are on 90-day supply fills. So there's a lot of folks that maybe the first time they're filling their prescriptions this year is going to be in February or is going to be in March. And people with more expensive medications, a lot of these plans are having deductibles, or tier three is now at a percentage where it used to be a flat copay before. So it's really important to make sure you're paying attention when you get to the pharmacy. Understand how your drugs are going to be covered by your pharmacy. And did you keep your coverage from 2024 but see a spike in those costs? First off, formularies can change every year, but we did see the removal of the donut hole and the introduction of the Medicare payment plan this year. So, you know, what that means is people are going to go to the pharmacy and be charged a large amount, and it could be charged towards the beginning of the year. When we were in the donut hole, we've been in the donut hole my entire career in Medicare, and that's been about 14 years. People are going to hit that donut hole later in the year. They're going to, you know, have those higher amounts due later in the year, maybe through the end of the year. And this year specifically is like a transitionary period where they're going to walk into January, February, and March, and now the most they're going to pay if they have more expensive medications are going to be towards the beginning of the year. So that's going to be hard to kind of wrap our heads around. And really, truly, if you're going to be hitting that cap, which is now $2,000 out of pocket, much better than it was at $8,000 prior, you really do want to check into talking to your carrier and looking into the Medicare payment plan, which is something all carriers must offer. But you do have to set that up with the carrier. And I think that's going to be, you know, a problem for some people. They're going to walk into the pharmacy, get slapped with a very large bill, not have the cash on hand to pay for it. But then you have to call your carrier, set this payment plan up, get verification, and go back to the pharmacy. So I just don't want to see anybody going, you know, a couple of days without the medication that they need because they weren't planned to hit the sticker shock at the pharmacy. So between January 1st and March 31st is the little lesser known Medicare Advantage open enrollment period. And it does exist to help folks, you know, maybe you didn't check your medications this year and you stayed on your same plan. Maybe there was a change in your plan that you weren't aware of. And open enrollment period isn't marketed. CMS doesn't allow for marketing of this enrollment period. Agencies aren't allowed to send mailers for open enrollment. You're not allowed to specifically discuss this opportunity on TV commercials. And really, you're not, you know, we're not marketing in that direction. So if you get stuck, if you have a big bill come about, if you didn't check into those medications, or maybe you did change your plan, but something maybe that wasn't clear when you changed that coverage pops up and you want to reassess or go back to the plan that you came from, or also, you know, maybe something changed in your life. maybe now you have a surgery upcoming or something of that nature, and it's a different plan ahead. You kind of have this opportunity during the Medicare Advantage open enrollment period, if you're on an Advantage plan, to kind of reassess your options. And I was pulling up some data. I was trying to actually pull enrollment data to take a look at some numbers for 2025, but it's not all out yet. But the one website that I used to do so, you know, when you include special needs plans, which could be dual special needs plans for folks on Medicare and Medicaid, chronic special needs plans for certain chronic conditions, ISNP, which is institutionalized special needs plans for people in a home, you include all different types of Medicare Advantage plans. There's over 90 available in Allegheny County. So that could be so confusing. And that's a lot of information to dig through. And, you know, how do you know you're on the right one for you? So it's going to take a look at your doctors, a look at your medications. But also, again, do we know, we don't always have a crystal ball, but do we know we have an upcoming surgery? Is that surgery going to require physical therapy? Physical therapy copays can add up a lot. And we have a few plans that have very low physical therapy copays on them. But, you know, you go to PT 3 to 4 times a week for 6 weeks, you know, that's going to be a nice hefty bill there.
You know, I've never asked you, can you get a printout of everything that's covered after you set up your plan through MediConnect? Can you give me a printout?
Okay. Absolutely. So there's two different types of printouts. There's something that we're required to go over it when we're sitting down in an appointment, when we're signing somebody up for a plan. That's called a summary of benefits summary, right? So it's usually like a page or two page document that's going to go through the most common things, right? So specialist, copay, primary care doctor, inpatient hospitalization, so on and so forth. It's going to list those benefits. It's going to list what they would cost. And then if you're on like a PPO plan where you have some in and some out of network access, it'll show you what the out of network cost associated with that could be. It's going to show you some of the extras on an Advantage plan, such as a gym membership or dental vision hearing. But there is actually another document that you can request from your carrier, and we can get you access to that as well. Mm-hmm. It's called an EOC, evidence of coverage. And it's usually somewhere between 250 to 300 pages of how your plan works in different circumstances.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll run the seminars again. She's got much more to get to. If you have a question, call us, 866-391-1020. If you want to set up an appointment, never a charge for their services. Those live advisors are waiting for you right now at 888-818-6334. The weather's going to get very cold. This cold wash beginning tomorrow night, running through Thursday with wind chills as much as minus 25. And Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, the high might only be 10 above. Andy Amrine, Mike Bonaszewski, True Value Home Improvement Show. Don't miss it. One of our more important shows in recent years. That's next hour. Stay with us. It's your Prep Pack today for a Saturday on KDK.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following is paid for by MediConnect.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, again, seminars are free, but you got to reserve your space. You can do that by calling 888-818-6334 or going to MediConnectInsurance.com. And here is where they are coming to a neighborhood near you. Go ahead.
All right, so we'll be at the UPMC Neighborhood Connect Center on Penn Avenue in Pittsburgh at January 21st at 6 p.m. January 23rd, 6 p.m. will be at the Town Place Suites in Cranberry. January 28th, 6 p.m. will be at the Baldwin Emergency Medical Service Building in Baldwin. And then January 28th, 6 p.m. will be at the Bethel Park Community Center in Bethel Park.
All right, so 888-818-6334. You can book it there. Reserve your space. These are free seminars, but you got to reserve your space or go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on the seminars tab. So we're going to continue now. And again, we're going to open the lines up as well, too, in this third segment. If you have anything on your mind in the way of Medicare, something we talked about today, or just something you've been thinking about, take this opportunity, make the most of it, 866-391-1020. And again, you can reach them at 888-818-6334.
All right, Rob. And you asked a great question kind of towards the end of the last segment, I thought, where, like, do you get an explanation of this coverage?
Right.
Something we don't talk about often, but I was stating there's two different versions. So we're required to give everybody, you know, that enrolls with us something called a summary of benefit. It comes within an enrollment kit. So you've got the summary of benefits, which, you know, again, displays out your plan. Most of the most common questions, right? How much is a primary care doctor visit? How much is a specialist doctor visit? Some of the extra benefits, and then some stuff about the company. And each of the companies are required to have these. I will say any document that comes from these Medicare plans too, not only has to go through an approval process of the carrier specific that you're enrolling with, but also through Medicare. Medicare has to put a stamp on of approval and say, hey, this is worded clearly, or, you know, make sure it's good to go. So then there is a larger document that you can get available upon request, and it's called an evidence of coverage. And these things are about 250 to 300 pages. And it really just kind of talks through every single service that you could possibly imagine and how it's covered, how the payment would work. And I will tell you from personal experience, a couple of the carriers, I've actually probably read through cover to cover these 300 pages several times in my career on different plans. So you can kind of get a sense of how they operate, and every plan's a little different. But if I get a question, because it does happen, I mean, I've been doing this for 14 years, but every once in a while, somebody will ask me a question of how something specifically covered on a plan that's not your, you know, usual. And we can pull up those evidence of coverages, and that's where I kind of go to get my information. It's kind of the Bible or the dictionary of your plan that's going to explain everything through and through. So those items are available, again, upon request from your carrier. We can also get you a link. They're on pretty much every carrier's website. They have to be out there to the public. And that's a much larger document that's out there. And I think I was telling you on the break, back when I worked for a carrier, I would have to order so many of these enrollment kits for the entire market, for all the agents in the market. So I would be getting pallets delivered. I used to have to move the furniture out of my living room into my kitchen to house all these enrollment kits. And then I would have like a rental car for the enrollment period, plus my Jeep, and those would both be fully loaded. And that's actually when I came to MediConnect, Joe Randazzo said to me, what we're going to do is put a box in your car so you can drive around once a week so you feel at home here. So, but that's a lot of my job that time of the year would be going out and making sure the agents all had their supplies, because pretty much every year those carriers get a little bit behind getting those things out the door. One carrier always every year, it's always somebody different, gets behind on, you know, hey, their printing company got behind, or you know, whatever the case may be, there was a typo in something and they had to reprint it. But you should see what our office looks like. I know the UPS and FedEx guy kind of like we're not their favorite client in the fall when they see all this stuff coming, and we have to order it from every single carrier to remain compliant and have those available. And it's been nice. A lot of it has shifted into, we have virtual options as well. And as our consumers, our turning 65 consumers, are going to be more, you know, computer savvy, utilizing it through work as they're retiring, we're seeing a lot of that printed material come down, and utilizing the online links and able to send PDFs, things of that nature. But it cuts down on the cost for the carriers too. I mean, I know it was a lot of money to print all that stuff. And I remember one year I got the wrong provider directory books. I got them for Lancaster, PA, instead of Pittsburgh. And I had about 20 cases in my parents' garage. They loved that. And had to, you know, find a place to dispose of those. So, you know, definitely something that we have out there available for you. And we have a ton of them in our office. So great question. One of the things that I was looking up too is, you know, what are the most common questions people ask in regards to Medicare? And when I was kind of Googling and doing a little bit of research there on that, I realized a lot of the most common questions we actually do answer in our seminars. So it was kind of, I was glad to see we're on the right track with the seminar. Every question that popped up was something we handle in this. But I did pull a couple of those most common questions out to kind of answer and talk through with our listenership today. So one of the big questions that people ask is, when am I eligible for Medicare? When am I eligible for Medicare? So for most people, that would be turning 65, the age of 65. So who can get Medicare? That would be legal residents and U.S. citizens. You must live in the United States for at least 5 years in a row, including the 5 years just before applying for Medicare. Okay. But if somebody, you know, I had a client come into the office where she was actually moving her parents here from China, and they were 70 years old. So she wanted to say, hey, what are insurance costs going to look like for my parents? But just because they came here and, you know, they're having that 5 years, they didn't put in their work quarters. So Medicare Part A is premium free if you or a spouse have worked or, and paid taxes for 10 years, 40 quarters through Medicare. But, you know, for it's over $500 a month to pay for Part A. So they were trying to assess, hey, would I even be able to afford the insurance for my parents if they did come to the States? So it was very interesting. And again, while most folks turning 65 is that marker, we're seeing a lot of people still working past the age of 65. So as long as they have credible coverage through work, they can stick with that credible coverage and come onto Medicare when they retire. However, I will say from doing comparisons, a lot of times, especially if you have a deductible on a group plan, Medicare actually might be more cost savings for you than your current group plan. Then also, there's a few other folks that are eligible for Medicare. So anybody that is under the age of 65 with a qualifying disability. So if they've been deemed disabled by Social Security, you also are able to obtain Medicare. And again, we see people all the time, you know, 20 in their 20s eligible for Medicare. So I always say it's not, you know, don't judge a book by its cover. There's people under the age of 65 that can be eligible for Medicare. Also, any age with a diagnosis of either end-stage renal disease or kidney failure, or if there's a diagnosis of ALS or Lou Gehrig's disease, they can apply also for Medicare. And there's some waiting periods, like when you are diagnosed with ESRD, end-stage renal disease, or kidney failure, you have to be receiving dialysis for so many months before you're able to apply for Medicare. But Medicare is going to step in and really help you save in those scenarios. So if you ever have questions about, you know, one of those conditions and how you go about applying, how many months you have to wait, you know, let us know. But if somebody is qualified with Social Security disability, usually 2 years, that 24th month, they're going to be eligible for Medicare automatically. That Medicare card will come in the mail. So that's how that's going to work. And one of the other really common questions we get is, what does Medicare cover? And we were just kind of talking about that a little bit on the summary of benefits. Mm-hmm. It'll list everything out. But Medicare itself, what the government actually gives you, not the stuff that we talk about, not the things that MediConnect, you know, kind of deals in the day-to-day with the extra coverage, right? We have Advantage plans as low as $0, tons of them in the marketplace. So you can add additional cover as little as $0. And Medigap plans, which have a higher monthly premium, but little to no out-of-pocket cost when used, they're going to help shield you from some of the costs, you know, associated with Medicare. But Medicare itself, you know, Part A is hospital. So that's going to cover your hospital stays, inpatient. And then Part B is your medical. So that's going to be doctor's visits, lab work, outpatient services. But typically Medicare itself does not cover dental, vision, or hearing. So those are going to be additional things that, again, you can pick up in an Advantage plan, or if you're on a supplement with a standalone policy that would have dental, vision, hearing. But Medicare itself does not cover dental, vision, hearing in most situations. And this is one thing I think attending one of our seminars really opens consumers' eyes to. When you get from the government, you still will have a lot left out of pocket, like things like dental, vision, hearing, as well as prescription drug coverage. So prescription drug coverage isn't covered. You either have to pick that standalone drug plan or add it through a Medicare Advantage plan. And I think this is also a key reason why we see the Medicare Advantage programs becoming more and more successful, because many of them cover these things all in one package, you know, kind of wrap a bow on it, tie it up. You're getting some of your extra benefits. But, you know, Medicare itself, you have to add these things in addition to. And original Medicare, what the government gives you, doesn't have a maximum out-of-pocket or a limit that you can pay in the year. So Part B, after you suffice a yearly deductible, you have to pay 20% of the services. Well, you know, 20% of going to the primary care doctor, let's say that bill totals $100, you're on the hook for $20. But what if you have an outpatient knee replacement? Look at Elon Musk's surgery again. You know, those types of things are going to rack up. If you have a $100,000 bill and you're on the hook for 20% of that, that could be $20,000 you owe. And these plans, whether it's a Medigap plan that you're paying that monthly premium higher for and no little to no out-of-pocket, or the Advantage plan is going to have something called a max out-of-pocket or a limit medically on the plan of once you hit that amount, mm-hmm. you're not going to owe any more. So original Medicare itself doesn't have that protection. It doesn't have the other benefits either.
All right. You're pretty good at this. You're really good at this. We're going to take a break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll run the seminars again. But if you want to call them, make an appointment, absolutely no charge. They're there right now, as they always are. As we start the show a little after 9, they have those live advisors for you till noon every Saturday. 888-818-6334. 888-818-6334.
These are the people who make Pittsburgh work. This is Pittsburgh Works on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
All right, here we go. Final segment of this week's edition of the Inside Connection, MediConnect, with your host, Lauren Uran. Next week, this show, right through 1 o'clock, will be broadcasting live at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center, the site of the Pittsburgh Travel Showcase. And Alicia Mazel will be here in the 11 o'clock hour to give you all the details, PittsburghTravelShowcase.com. But we're going to tell you about these seminars right now. This is where they're going to be. She'll fill you in, and I'm going to remind you again at the end, but don't forget, they're free seminars, but you have to register to be a part of them. 888-818-6334, 888-818-6334, or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Lauren.
Absolutely. And if you're curious about when you can go on to Medicare, when you will be eligible, if I'm still working, do I need to take Medicare, how the drug coverage works, all these things that we talk about, really, truly, if you're gearing towards the age of 65, these seminars are an absolute must attend. We're going to go through that information, connect you with a representative if you so choose, and help you navigate the world of Medicare. So January 21st at 6 p.m. we'll be at the UPMC Connect Center in East Liberty on Penn Avenue. January 23rd at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Town Place Suites in Cranberry. And January 28th, 6 p.m. we'll be at the Baldwin Emergency Medical Service Building in Baldwin. And January 28th at 6 p.m. we'll be at the Bethel Park Community Center in Bethel Park. So
don't forget, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com. Click on the seminars tab. Go ahead.
And a lot of those things that we talked about in the last segment specifically, who can get Medicare, when can I get it, what does Medicare cover, right? That's what we're going to uncover in those seminars. So it's a really great way. And I definitely encourage people to check out our website as well, MediConnectInsurance.com, if you prefer to come to one of our live webinars, because we have those available for you as well from the comfort of your own home. So those have been pretty successful there. But also wanted to do a shout out. I know my friend Sean was here last week, and January 25th, if you're looking for something to do, we're going to be at the 50 North Wellness Expo at Christ Church in Sewickley from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. So you can go to www.ccgf.org to register. So again, that's www.ccgf.org to register. If you'd like to attend the 50 North Wellness Expo at Christ Church in Sewickley, January 25th, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be there, and we'd love to see you out.
All right. So don't forget, 888-818-6334, MediConnectInsurance.com. Again, click on that seminars tab for everything they're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks. And a lot of interactive stuff going to be happening, and the weather's going to break, so they're going to be out and about even more. So just know that they're there for you. And set up that appointment if you have any questions. And again, there is never a charge for their services. They're standing by until noon today, 888-818-6334.
So, Rob, I think, what is it, Tuesday and Wednesday is supposed to get cold?
Very cold. Actually, cold. Tomorrow night.
Ooh. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to that. How are you planning to stay warm there?
I'll be working.
You'll be working
with the beautiful heat on in the studio.
At the office, I have a couple blankets. I might have to take another one in to gear up for this week.
This is the first year that I can honestly say even pumping gas has been a struggle.
Right.
And usually it doesn't bother me, but it's and when what we're listen. As I opened up at 5 a.m. this morning, it was the first thing I saw when my eyes opened a little before 2 this morning. Minus 25 beginning tomorrow night, wind chill factor through Thursday. And they expect the first part of the week, at least through Wednesday, not to get above 10 degrees above zero. Mm. The coldest weather, they're calling it a cold wash, that we have had since the late 1900s.
Wow.
So it's been a long time.
Well, if anybody out there has some questions about Medicare, wants to give us a call during that time, because I think we're all going to be stuck inside over these next couple of days, or at least hope to be. I'm going to be making sure that my boyfriend is heating up the car so I can get to work so that I don't have
Where would we be without remote starters on our cars?
Mine doesn't, actually. I don't have it on there, and it's driving me nuts, and I need to go get one installed. I got a new car recently. But for me, new used car. But Great. It's not have the remote start, and my old car did, so I'm really struggling.
And heated car seats, gift.
So I'm learning things about my car. We got it like about a year ago, and I wasn't there when it got picked up, so I didn't get to the rundown.
You're just like me. You just take your time and discover as you go.
Right. Well, I discovered that it does have a heated steering wheel, and I'm going to tell you what, that is a game changer. I found it about a month and a half ago, and I was like, this is the most amazing thing. It's actually, I love my heated seat, but that is a step up, and it really does help in the winter when you're getting in and you're cold and your hands are cold. And, it's phenomenal. I love it.
And listen, it's just, and for people that are out in the elements, the public utility workers and the people that are delivering packages, you know, especially United States Postal Service, just give them a tip of the hat, because this is not for the faint of heart.
Absolutely. Well, over those next couple of days, if you're stuck inside and you have any questions about your Medicare Advantage plan, especially because we're in that open enrollment period, so you can still make a change up through March 31st to your coverage. If you do want to explore that, or you have just questions about how yours is working, maybe you've been on your same plan for a couple years and I know they send out those ANOCs, or the annual notice of change, yearly in September, which discusses all the changes that you have. But if you miss that in the mail, we can get you a copy of it. We can talk about your current benefit. You know, no cost and no obligation to enroll with us ever. You know, if you have a question, give us a call. If you're stuck in and bored and you want to explore questions about your plan, we'll be there, 888-818-6334 or MediConnectInsurance.com.
All right, a couple of minutes left in the broadcast today. You know, the thing that I don't think a lot of people realize, you know, we were talking about all the gifts in healthcare and what have you, but there are certain things that the government does get right, and this is one of them. Social Security is one of them. But where would we be without Medicare?
I mean,
it's a game changer. It's a lifesaver. It literally is, figuratively and mentally and emotionally.
And I mean, you know, my whole career, since I came out of college, you know, I've been doing this about 14 years. So my whole life's been about Medicare for the most. My whole adult life's been about Medicare. So that question hits me hard because I'm like, wow, I wouldn't have even had a career, you know. But it is something that, you know, you're right. The government did get right. Now, again, with what the government gives you, there are some gaps, but that's why these insurance companies do exist, you know. And I know, you know, that conversation can go both ways. Some people don't like certain carriers. Some people love certain carriers. Some people don't like certain types of coverage. Like, but that's why we operate with all of them, and we want to help you find the right fit for you. It's not about, you know, getting on with a certain company. It's about what's going to meet your needs and what's going to help you out the most.
All right. Well, I'm just looking forward to winding our way through this open enrollment period and the winter months to hopefully be in the rearview mirror sooner than later. And we get to that warm weather time of year. But the one thing about this cold weather, sometimes you're forced to stay inside, and it gives you the added time to read over some stuff and to get educated and say, you know what, maybe we should check about our current benefits. A bill rolls in or something you're just not familiar with, or how to navigate it. If it comes down to health care and the bills and why you're getting billed certain things, that is a good reason to call you guys as well, to get an explanation and also find out if there's a better plan for you. And more times than not, there's a better plan for you.
Absolutely. And I mean, for our clients, for our MediConnect clients, we have our client experience department as well. So we have people there Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, available just to answer your questions. So maybe your representative that you work with, they might be in an appointment or assisting another client, or they're live to just answer those questions. And it's been a phenomenal asset. And I know Jen's done a wonderful job in getting that up off the ground. And we have our representatives back there just to answer our clients' questions. So whether you're a client and you need to give us a call because you have a bill that you're confused on, I mean, that's probably one of our most common questions. You know, hey, I got this bill. Why am I being charged with this? Sometimes we can explain it. Sometimes it looks wrong, and we got to call the insurance company, and we'll help you do that as well.
And see, what people don't realize, you know, we were talking at the end of last year about the donut hole and how things were changing, the Inflation Reduction Act. People are going to get sticker shock, not realize that the price of certain life-saving and life-changing, like Eliquist and others, the prices were going to be going up. Well, now this is all happening. That's why each and every time we do this show, if you're of Medicare age, you should just tune in to see what is happening, because they're always in on the latest trends and things that are happening. But the people that have that price go up slightly, somebody who's working full time may say, well, it's going to cost them $40 more or $100.
I'm here to support my agent. So like literally all day long, I have representatives in appointment. They have a question. They're texting, calling, I'm helping answer the question. So I'm there to support that entire staff. You know, we have it built up right to help you out.
All right, here we go. UPMC Neighborhood Hospital East Liberty, January 21st at 6. That's on Penn Avenue, January 23rd. 6 o'clock, Town Place Suites, Cranberry, Cool Springs Drive, January 28th, 6 p.m., Baldwin Emergency Medical Services, 1 Reshaw Way. And then January 28th, Bethel Community Park. These are the seminars. That, of course, is 5151 Park Avenue, Bethel Park. Call, make an appointment. They're free seminars, 888-818-6334. Go to MediConnectInsurance.com and click on that seminars tab. Lauren, thank you very much.
Thank you, Rob. See you soon.
The preceding was paid for by MediConnect. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDKA does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.